Hello, folks. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kinney, Editorial Director with REIT.com, and today is February 28th, 2014. Join us for this edition of the podcast is John Wheeler, CEO of Wheeler Real Estate Investment Trust. John, how are you doing?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me on, Alan. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm pleased that you could join us. So I want to ask about your company's focus here. You know, give us an idea. What's the rationale behind focusing on secondary and tertiary markets?
Well, I've been doing this now for 32 years, and our company, as in Wheeler Interest, is now beginning our 15th year. And as you may know, we went public back in November of 12. And really, all along that way, I have focused on the secondary and tertiary markets, and mainly because we refer to it as what is called blue and low blue, blue collar and low blue collar, and that's an area that has worked really, really well for us long term. And we like to refer to as where everybody has spendable retail dollars, both mom and dad are working, they're not house poor, they're not car poor, and quite frankly, they have available, ready, spendable retail dollars.
So looking at assets in those areas, I mean, do you find it hard to find quality assets in the smaller locales?
We don't. And again, we've been doing it for so long, and we know the investment brokers, we know the retailers, we know the private owners, which in turn become the sellers. We see a lot of books of business, whether it's 5, 10, 15 assets as a portfolio. And it's really an area that has worked well for us pretty much east of Mississippi. We've been as high as Syracuse, New York, all the way down to Florida and then over to Oklahoma and Texas. But you know, when you get into those markets and you get to know them, and we've been there for a long time now, you know who the players are. And again, if you look at the grocery stores, and that's our primary business, grocery anchored, you know the type of sales that they generate in those markets. And really, there's not a high level of competition because there's only a certain level of demographics. And when you pick that preferred grocery store in a particular town, again, secondary and tertiary, there's just not that much competition.
So I want to talk quickly about the types of tenants and retailers that you lease space to. Do you find that the market is pretty static in terms of who the popular retailers, or at least, you know, classes of retailers are? And I mean, are there any specific types that are really kind of hot at the moment?
Well, there are. And again, with our philosophy, we don't focus. We're not a mall owner. We're not a town center owner or a big box owner. We tend to stay away from furniture and electronics. And again, in our neck of the woods with what we do, and this is what we've done for a long time, is we focus on those grocery-anchored shopping centers, and it's prototypical, a grocery store of 39, 40, 45,000 feet. It's the Food Lions, the Krogers, people like that. And quite frankly, to answer the question specifically to what's hot, we're seeing a lot of traction right now from the Walmart Village markets to Kroger expanding from a prototypical 60,000-foot store up to 90,000 square feet. Then conversely, you're seeing Walmart kind of moving away from the super big boxes and putting a big push on the village markets. And a lot of times we'll have them where they're a part of the asset, a part of the collateral, or they're right next to us, adjacent to us, is what we refer to as a shadow anchor. And, of course, you have the dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, and then you have all the different types of service-related type tenants. And we're a big believer in food and restaurant-oriented type tenants, mainly for two reasons. One is they can pay a higher rent per square foot, and they can coexist well in these secondary and tertiary markets. But more importantly, they're a good traffic generator and thus create tremendous cross-shopping.
Again, folks, talking with John Wheeler, CEO of Wheeler Real Estate Investment Trust. So, John, does your company have any plans to maybe diversify its holdings outside of retail?
I would say for the long term, as compared to short term, right now where we are, I mean, our bailiwick has been primarily retail. And I would say a majority of that is grocery-anchored retail. And I can clearly see out 5 years. And referring to long term, if I get beyond 5 years, it's kind of hard to see. But I tell you, with what we do and what we know well, we know how to buy well, but we know how to lease and manage very well. I would like to stick to our knitting. I like the retail marketplace, and again, in those secondary and tertiary markets, and that's where we've made money for our investors, both privately and publicly. And really, for the foreseeable future, I think we'll focus on retail.
All right, and kind of closing up here, you held your initial public offering roughly 18 months ago. What have you found to be the biggest changes in overseeing a stock exchange-listed REIT as opposed to a private company?
Well, again, I've been doing this for 32 years. Now we've got 1 year under our belt. I'm happy to say that we have doubled our market cap since we started, doubled our property count, tripled our GLA, gross leasable area. We have doubled our state count from 4 to 8 states, and we have doubled to tripled our liquidity on a given day. I would say that the biggest challenge is proving publicly what we have done privately for the last 14 years, and our model hasn't changed. And our systems and procedures haven't changed. Our due diligence hasn't changed from going, you know, from private to public. Just proving what we've done well for the last 14 years, and we're on that road to do just that.
Excellent. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really interesting.
Well, thank you, sir, and hope you have a good day.
All right. And thank you all for joining us, too. For REIT.com, I'm Alan Kenny.